Several airlines are struggling to survive despite federal efforts to help them. The government arranged loan guarantees and grants after the September 11 attacks. The question now is whether the government subsidies saved the airlines or just let them put off hard choices. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
In the days after September 11th, you'd have been hard-pressed to find anyone who opposed helping the airlines. 5 days after hijacked jetliners slammed into the Pentagon and the towers of the World Trade Center, Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta, speaking with reporters, expressed the sentiments of many.
Last Tuesday's events had a tremendous impact on the aviation business, and I think there's some recognition they've got to be made whole.
Congress moved quickly to pass what's known as the Air Transportation Stabilization Act. It authorized $5 billion in direct compensation for the airlines, and it set up a $10 billion federal loan guarantee program. The loan guarantees were designed to help the airlines in the event they had trouble borrowing from banks. But industry analysts say what seemed like a good idea 3 years ago may need to be reevaluated now.
Any legislation that gets put together in 17 days following a very horrific act is going to have unintended consequences.
Robert Mann is an airline industry consultant. He believes the grants the airlines received were probably a good idea, but he never liked the loan guarantees, which he says have put government in the business of picking winners and losers, something he says it probably doesn't want to be doing.
No carrier has yet failed, at least no major carrier, and it is partially the excess capacity that remains because no carrier has failed because of the loan guarantee program that the industry finds itself in the situation that does.
Two of the major airlines, United and U.S. Airways, are currently in bankruptcy. For U.S. Airways, it's the second bankruptcy filing in as many years, even though the airline received the largest award to date under the federal loan guarantee program, just under $1 billion. Other industry analysts also say the federally backed loans may have done more harm than good, even for carriers like United, which were ultimately turned down. Michael E. Levine is a professor at the Yale School of Law and an expert on airline regulation.
U.S. Airways used that money to avoid making the fundamental changes that needed to be made. United's management spent a year and a half chasing a light through the swamp, hoping that they would catch up with this big pile of money that was going to make everything all right. I don't think this has been very helpful.
But some in government say it's easy to look back now and criticize the federal loan guarantees. Kenneth Mead is Inspector General for the Department of Transportation.
I don't think the jury is in on what this industry is going to look like yet. I do know that it is going through fundamental restructuring. Fares are lower. Demand is rebounding, certainly from 9/11. So hold the phone for a while.
Defenders of the government loans also point to the fact that only a small amount of the $10 billion set aside for the program has actually gone to the airlines, less than $1.6 billion to date. The government agreed to approve a total of 6 loan requests and is no longer accepting new loan applications. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.